BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Rebel forces in Libya have rejected the latest offer of a ceasefire from Colonel Gaddafi's government. Speaking in the eastern city of Benghazi, a spokesman for the rebels' Transitional National Council said there was no longer a military stalemate in Libya because NATO airstrikes had improved the rebels' position. Peter Biles reports from Benghazi.
A spokesman for the opposition, Abdul Hafiz Goga, told a news conference that Colonel Gaddafi wanted a ceasefire because his forces were being destroyed by NATO airstrikes. But Mr. Goga said the opposition would not stop. Referring to a suggestion that there could be a political solution which allowed Colonel Gaddafi and his family to remain on the scene, Mr. Goga said that was an impossibility. Asked about the deployment of military advisers from Britain, France and Italy to help the opposition, Mr. Goga said none of the foreign advisers had yet arrived in Libya.
An Oscar-nominated filmmaker has been killed in the Libyan city of Misrata. Tim Hetherington, who held British and American citizenship, was killed in a mortar attack in the city, where fighting is continuing between besieged Libyan rebels and forces loyal to Colonel Gaddafi. Speaking to the BBC, one of his close friends, James Brabazon, paid this tribute to Mr. Hetherington.
It was much more complicated than just being married to one media or one way of telling a story. He was a very rounded individual professionally. That really came out of just a strong desire to see, a strong curiosity about how other people live and to tell their stories.
Doctors in Misrata say another Western journalist has been killed in a mortar attack there and two others injured. The president of Yemen, Ali Abdullah Saleh, has rejected opposition calls to resign quickly as at least four more people died in anti-government protests. He accused his opponents of conspiracies and coups and urged them to take part in elections. President Saleh has promised not to seek re-election when his term of office expires in 2013, but protesters are demanding he leave now. The president-elect of Haiti, Michel Martelly, has criticised what he called the desperately slow pace of reconstruction in his country. During a visit to Washington, Mr. Martelly told the American Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, he was counting on her to ensure that international aid would be used effectively. Mrs. Clinton promised the US would help Haiti in any way it could.
This election offered the people of Haiti an opportunity to give voice to their dreams for their country's future. And now it will be up to Mr. Martelly and his government to do everything in their power to help achieve those dreams. And the people of Haiti may have a long road ahead of them, but the United States will be with you all the way.
BBC News. The Nigerian Red Cross says the number of people who have fled from their homes following post-election violence has now reached 48,000. This is more than double the number the Red Cross reported on Tuesday. President Goodluck Jonathan, a Southern Christian, won a second term in Saturday's vote after being challenged by a candidate from the mainly Muslim North. At least 20 soldiers have been killed in southern Sudan in a clash with rebel fighters. A spokesman for the Southern Sudanese Army, the SPLA, said the soldiers were killed when rebels attacked a village in Unity State. The oil-producing state is in the north of southern Sudan, which will become an independent country in July following a recent referendum. James Copnell reports from Khartoum.
A garrison from the Southern Army, the SPLA, came under attack in Unity State. The Southern Army spokesman admitted 20 of his men had been killed. A UN source said the peacekeepers would investigate the reports, and he'd heard there were around 100 dead and wounded in total. The incident highlights two things. First, the number of rebellions in southern Sudan is reaching worrying proportions. The southern government says the rebels are supplied by the north, though Khartoum denies this. Secondly, north-south tensions won't end when the south becomes independent in July.
Firefighters in the United States are struggling to contain several massive wildfires raging across Texas. So far, the fires have affected more than 400,000 hectares of land. Several towns have been evacuated, and the flames are now close to Fort Worth, one of the state's largest cities. Weather forecasters say higher humidity, decreasing wind speed, and the chance of rain could ease conditions later in the week. Prince Charles has become the longest-serving heir to the throne in British history. He's so far waited to become king for 59 years, 2 months and 14 days. He became heir apparent at the age of 3, when his mother became Queen Elizabeth II in 1952. BBC News.